July 15th through 21st. Acts chapters 10 through 15. The Word of God grew and multiplied. Prayerfully studying Acts chapters 10 through 15 before reading this outline will help you receive impressions from the Lord. The ideas below are only suggestions. Invite sharing. Invite class members to share with someone sitting nearby a missionary experience from Acts chapters 10 through 15 that impressed them. Invite a few to share their insights with the whole class.
Teach the doctrine. Acts chapter 10, chapter 11 verses 1 through 18, chapter 15 verses 1 through 25. Heavenly Father teaches us line upon line through Revelation. Some class members might have misconceptions about the process of receiving Revelation. It may help them to discuss how Revelation came to Peter and how they can move forward doubting nothing. See Acts chapter 10, verse 20, when Revelation seems incomplete or unclear. Consider drawing a line on the board and writing at one end of the line, "The gospel is to be preached to the Gentiles." As a class, review Acts chapter 10 and chapter 11, verses 1 through 18. And then add points on the line that show how the Lord revealed to Peter step by step that the time had come to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. For instance, you might start with a point labeled, "Cornelius saw a vision," see Acts chapter 10, verses 1 through 6. Or even start with the Savior's command to his disciples to teach all nations in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. What can we learn about Revelation from Peter's experience? What do Nephi's teachings about Revelation in 2 Nephi 28:30 and the teachings from Elder David A. Bednar and Elder Dallin H. Oaks in Additional Resources add to the discussion? How might you help class members think more deeply about how they receive Revelation? You might study instances in the Scriptures in which the Lord taught people line upon line. In addition to Peter's experience in Acts chapter 10, class members could review the experiences of Nephi. See 1 Nephi chapter 18 verses 1 through 3, Alma chapter 7 verse 8, chapter 16 verse 20, and Mormon in 3 Nephi chapter 28 verse 17 and verses 36 through 40. What other examples can class members think of in which people received spiritual guidance, here a little and there a little? See 2 Nephi 28:30. Why might the Lord sometimes choose to reveal things in this way rather than giving us answers all at once? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verse 40, and section 98, verse 12. An analogy like this one might help. Suppose someone suggested that you take a calculus class before you had learned algebra or geometry. How would you respond? How does this relate to the Lord's pattern for revealing truth? Sometimes members have questions or concerns about changes in the policies and programs of the church. It might help them to discuss how the revelation to begin preaching the gospel to the Gentiles, see Acts 10, replaced the Lord's earlier instructions to his disciples, see Matthew chapter 10, verse 1 and verses 5 through 6. How might class members respond to someone in Peter's day who disagreed with Peter's direction because it contradicted earlier practices? How can the revelation in Acts 10 help us heed the Lord's continuing revelation through his prophet? It might be interesting to review the counseling together that took place among the apostles, as described in Acts chapter 15, verses 1 through 22, and the letter they wrote to the saints, see verses 23 through 29. You could show the video, the Jerusalem Conference, on LDS.org. What question did the disciples have? How did they seek an answer? The statement by President Gordon B. Hinckley in Additional Resources may shed additional light on how the Lord leads his church through revelation to apostles and prophets. Acts chapter 10, verses 9 through 48. God is no respecter of persons. Would your class members benefit from a discussion about what it means to be no respecter of persons? You might start by inviting the class to read scriptures that teach that God is not a respecter of persons, such as Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, 1 Nephi, chapter 17, verses 34 through 40, 2 Nephi, chapter 26, verses 32 through 33, Alma, chapter 5, verse 33, Moroni, chapter 8, verse 12, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verses 34 through 35. Ask class members to write possible definitions of no respecter of persons based on what they read, and then share what they wrote. You may need to help class members understand that being no respecter of persons does not mean that God blesses everyone equally regardless of our actions. He wants all of His children to accept His gospel, but the fullness of the blessings of the gospel are reserved for those who make and keep covenants with Him. How do the events and principles in Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 48 show that God is no respecter of persons? How can the righteous be accepted and favored by God, even though He is not a respecter of persons? See Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 35, 1 Nephi 17:35. Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 17. The prayers of the righteous can bring forth great miracles. The account of Peter's deliverance from prison in Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 17 can help class members build their faith in the power of prayer. Perhaps a class member could come prepared to share the details of this story and his or her testimony of prayer. Or you could invite one or more ward or branch members to share experiences in which they felt or witnessed the power of the united prayers of members. You might also sing hymns about prayer, such as "Did You Think to Pray?" from Hymns number 140, and discuss what the hymns teach about the power of prayer. Encourage learning at home. Invite class members to ponder reasons we sometimes fail to share the gospel with others. Suggest that studying Acts chapter 16 through 21 can help them overcome obstacles that can prevent them from sharing the gospel.
Additional resources, Acts chapters 10 through 15. Receiving Revelation Line Upon Line. Elder David A. Bednar made the following observations about the Lord's pattern of revelation. Quote, "Many of us typically assume we will receive an answer or a prompting to our earnest prayers and pleadings. And we also frequently expect that such an answer or a prompting will come immediately and all at once. Thus, we tend to believe the Lord will give us a big answer quickly and all at one time. However, the pattern repeatedly described in the Scriptures suggests we receive line upon line, precept upon precept, or in other words, many small answers over a period of time. Recognizing and understanding this pattern is an important key to obtaining inspiration and help from the Holy Ghost." End quote. From Line Upon Line, Precept Upon Precept, New Era, September 2010. Elder Dallin H. Oaks gave this counsel, quote, "We should study things out in our minds using the reasoning powers our Creator has placed within us. Then we should pray for guidance and act upon it if we receive it. If we do not receive guidance, we should act upon our best judgment." End quote. From Our Strengths Can Become Our Downfall. Ensign, October 1994. President Gordon B. Hinckley shared his perspective on serving in the church's presiding councils. Quote, "At the outset in considering matters, there may be differences of opinion. These are to be expected. These men come from different backgrounds. They are men who think for themselves. Out of this very process of men speaking their minds has come a sifting and winnowing of ideas and concepts. But I have never observed serious discord or personal enmity among my brethren. I have rather observed a beautiful and remarkable thing, the coming together under the directing influence of the Holy Spirit and under the power of revelation of divergent views until there is total harmony and full agreement. Only then is implementation made. That, I testify, represents the spirit of revelation manifested again and again in directing this, the Lord's work." End quote. From God is at the Helm, Ensign, May 1994. Improving Our Teaching. Start with the Scriptures. Before turning to supplementary resources, Diligently study ancient and modern scriptures. Prayerfully studying God's Word will allow the Spirit to help you draw upon what you have studied as you teach. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 12.